Om Shanti. A very good morning to all of you. Today is a very special day. Special day for all Brahmins. And very special day for you, the first timers. Why very special day for all Brahmins? Because today is the day to meet God. Today Bap Dada will come and meet all his children. The long lost and now found children who had been separated from God 5,000 years ago. And now Baba has come to meet his children, to give all his love to his children, to sustain the children, to give them strength, to purify everyone and take them back home. And then on the basis of their efforts, attain the inheritance of golden age. But for you it is very special. All that is for everyone, but for you special. Why? Because today is your, we can say, engagement ceremony as well as marriage ceremony, both together. Because time is short, no? So engagement and marriage together. Don't have to waste time, because after engagement then the waiting is there. Oh, when will we get married? When will we get married? So both are together. And did you ever imagine before that this will be a love marriage, Baba said, no? Love marriage. Did you ever imagine before that you would fall in love with a point of light? Who is God? A point of light. So did you ever imagine or even dream that you would have love for a point of light and give your whole life to that one? So because we didn't know who God was. We were only searching and searching in pebbles and stones and whatnot. Or we thought that he was omnipresent. But we kept on searching. Some thought that I am God. Something like that. So there are so many concepts and the common man is totally confused. So when God comes, he comes and gives his own introduction himself. And now the time has come. And he says, now belong to me. So we then say, yes Baba, I belong to you. All of you say that? Those who say, yes one Baba, none other, raise your hand. Raise your hand, let me see. Translation? Tamil translation? No? No one to translate? You understand? Yes, English. One Baba and none other. Yes, everyone? Is there anyone who is hesitating a little bit? One Baba, but also on another one. No? So you are those pakka children, pakka. Remember this word pakka. It's a Hindi word, but even Brahmins everywhere they use this word. I remember, you know, there are some common words which Baba keeps speaking, and then the double foreigners have learned that word in Hindi. So when they go to their country and they use that word and people are surprised, what is he talking? Somebody was sharing his experience that Baba keeps on saying, Acha, Acha, Acha. So when I went back to my country, I was telling everyone, Acha, Acha, what Acha, Acha, what does it mean? और ठीक है ठीक है ठीक है अच्छा ओम शांति ऑफ कोर्स द क्वेश्चन बट देन अच्छा ठीक है हाँ सो दे क्वेश्चन दैट ऑल्सो एंड देयर फॉर दे रियलाइज ओ दिस इज अ हिंदी वर्ड बट दे हैव लर्न दैट एंड व्हेन यू नो मेनी इंडियंस दे आस्क गॉड स्पीक्स इन हिंदी बट देन सो मेनी वर्ड्स विच आर इन इंग्लिश And in the English only is those English words which Baba speaks. They're in italics. They are in a different font, italics. So people ask, why does God use so many English words? And sometimes Baba says, I love these English words, knowledgeful, blissful, peaceful. Baba likes those words very much. And therefore, So when he questioned this, why does God have to speak in English or sometimes Urdu, sometimes, you know, Persian. There are so many words which are mixed in Hindi nowadays. But then we can know that these are Urdu words. So Baba said something very beautiful one day, that this knowledge is for all souls of all religions. So all souls, all religions, so Baba will speak that language which everyone can understand. If it's something very high Hindi, even many Indians can't understand very high Hindi, you know, they can't understand. Especially South Indians will never be able to understand the high Hindi which the great Hindi scholars speak. Even I have to question what does it mean, although it's a Hindi word. Although I studied in Hindi as well. But then Baba speaks such a simple language. Baba's Murli is so simple so that everyone can understand. Even those who are illiterate, who have never been to school, even they can understand. And they speak English words. You know, very many old ladies, old mothers who live in villages in India, they are illiterate. They have never been to school. But they speak English words. Somebody asked an old lady, where are you going? She said, I'm going to university. University. Because Baba uses this term, university. So they speak English words. But Baba has taught us. And when double foreigners hear the English word, Baba speaking in the Murli, Baba says, oh, Baba speaking in English words. So they are so happy. So everyone likes Baba's language. It's simple for everyone, and it's not just simple, but then it just touches the heart. It is so much filled with love, is it not? Baba's Murli is like a love letter for all the children. The first word which comes in the Murli is sweet children. So we are Baba's sweet children. All of you say you are sweet children of Baba. So you have made Baba your father. He's already the father, but have you also made him your child? Baba was saying the other day, you make me your heir first, and then I will make you my heir for 21 lives, 21 births. So how do we make Baba our child? By saying, Baba, this belongs to you. Like a father will say, child, this is yours. Although it belongs to the father, and the child very proudly says, oh, it's mine. Although it belongs to the father. A father has a car and somebody asks the child, whose car is this? Will he say it's my father's car? What will he say? It's my car. Because he thinks he has a right. So we are all Baba's children who have right to God's inheritance. But then today Baba said, who can really win Baba's heart throne? Those who are obedient. Those who are faithful, those who have just one Baba in their heart and another. Of course, and Baba protects them. Baba used this word today, he protects them. But if we are not faithful to Baba, then how can Baba protect us? If we are not obedient, then how can Baba protect us? So that's what we have to become, what Baba wants us to become. Okay? So you will get the ring now. And who's coming? Sister Suman will will, you know, measure the ring which is to be put on your finger, and then you will come to me and I will put a final stamp with Baba's drishti and Baba's love, and with that promise from you, and then your mouth will be sweetened with a blessing given by Sister Morni. And before that, you will all come. Sister Suman will announce how you will come, and your name is in the register. You get it ticked, and then also get tilak to, for your awareness that you are a soul and you have now married to God. Okay? So this, Sumadvin, you want to say something? Thank you.